Chapter 14.
Let me out! Let me out!
The high-pitched voice called angrily. Chris sat up with a jolt, her entire body convulsed in a shudder of fear. Her eyes darted to the other bed. Lindy hadn't moved.
Did you hear it?
Chris stammered.
Hear what?
Lindy asked sleepily.
The voice,
Chris whispered.
In the closet.
Huh?
Lindy asked sleepily.
What are you talking about? It's 3 in the morning. Can't we get some sleep?
But Lindy,
Chris lowered her feet to the floor. Her heart was thudding in her chest.
Wake up. Listen to me. Mr. Wood was calling to me. He was talking.
Lindy raised her head and listened. Silence.
I don't hear anything, Chris. Really, maybe you were dreaming.
No!
Chris shrieked, feeling herself lose control.
It wasn't a dream. I'm so scared, Lindy. I'm just so scared.
Suddenly, Chris was trembling all over, and hot tears were pouring down her cheeks. Lindy stood up and moved to the edge of her sister's bed.
Something horrible is going on here, Lindy,
Chris stammered through her tears.
And I know who's doing it,
Lindy whispered, leaning over her twin, putting a comforting hand on her quivering shoulder.
Huh?
Yes, I know who's been doing it all,
Lindy whispered.
I know who it is. Who?
Chris asked breathlessly.